Let Exclusive Furniture spring clean your sleep with an ultimate sleep reset package. Springtime is the best time to refresh your sleep. Save up to $800 on a sleep reset package, complete with mattress, mattress protector, pillows, sheets, and an adjustable base for maximum comfort. Plus, 60 months no interest financing, and we'll haul away your old mattress and recycle it for free. Upgrade, refresh, and save.
This is Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
And better sleep begins.
Every day.
See store for details.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Ziggy from Cape Town, South Africa, loves the show. Ziggy, I think if you were a character from the show, you'd be a kid wizard at the Academy. And people would call you Bot Kid because you have the ability to bring to life robots and mechanical devices, and you'd go apprentice a great scientist in the town of Power Up to create and bring to life all kinds of useful robots that you could control. Thanks for listening, Ziggy. Today's story is titled The Battle for Unicorn Kingdom, Part 5. Magical creatures of every kind gathered on the hills outside Middle Mountain. Unicorns with manes of every color stood alongside talking rabbits, glowing birds, fairies, and countless other beings June had never seen before. "Well, the Night Wizard is going to try and use my dimensional powers," began June. And he was almost successful once. If it weren't for all of you, I wouldn't have been able to resist his power."
"There might be a way," said Tubes, stepping forward. "There's a place in our world called the Dark Side. It's a realm of perpetual darkness, dangerous and isolated."
"Ooh, right. I forgot about that place. Sounds perfect for this guy," said Tatiana.
"On an island in the Dark Side, there's a being known as the Lady of the Lake," Tubes continued. "She's immensely powerful and protects her domain from the darkness in the sea around. If we can banish the Night Wizard to her island..."
"Well, then he'd be trapped," finished Bulis.
"The Lady of the Lake does not mess around. And who knows, maybe this Night Wizard won't want to leave."
June looked around at the gathered creatures.
"But how? He's so powerful now."
"The remaining power crystals," said Susie,
her rainbow mane barely glowing.
"There are still some uncorrupted ones hidden throughout the kingdom. If we gather them, they could amplify your dimensional powers, kind of like what the Night Wizard is doing."
Several creatures made a small pile of crystal shards.
"But we'll need to fight our way back into the mountain," said Puff. "His shadow army is massive."
"Then we'll all fight,"
declared a fairy, her wings sparking with the remaining magic.
"This is our home."
June picked the pile of crystals up off the ground, stuffing them in her bag and pockets, feeling their power flow into her. Tubes took June aside.
"You and I may need to work together here," said the old witch. "I can channel my magical power into you, but I want to practice it first, so you know what it feels like and how to use it, all right?"
June nodded, and the two practiced by Tubes projecting small wisps of her magic into June's body and having June project that magic back out through her teleportation powers. Rai, still in his lion form, gathered the other magical animals around him.
"The shadow creatures will try to protect their master," said Bulis to the gathered creatures. "We'll need everyone's help to keep them busy while you perform the banishment."
"Everyone ready?" asked Tatiana, her bow already nocked with 3 arrows.
June looked at the army of magical creatures prepared to fight for their home. She saw Rai standing proud among them and her friends ready for battle.
"I'm ready," she said. "Let's save Unicorn Kingdom."
Puff leaned her neck down, inviting June to ride on her back. Rye was already sitting atop Susie. The army of magical creatures charged Middle Mountain. Rye led a pack of various magical animals while June rode atop Puff at the front of a line of unicorns. They knew it was important to act fast. They didn't want to give the Night Wizard time to recover from their last battle. As they neared the mountain, they saw that the evil wizard had a similar plan in mind. His shadow creatures were pouring out of every cave opening in the mountain and rushing toward them. As the two groups neared, the fairies flew overhead, their remaining magic creating bursts of light that kept the shadow beasts from swarming the heroes. The heroes watched as the shadow army plowed a hole right through the side of the mountain now, creating a large enough opening for them all to pour out of quickly. Shadow wolves and fighting soldiers and monsters made of nothing but darkness rushed out. The battle that followed was unlike anything June had ever seen. Unicorns shot beams of light from their horns while talking rabbits used their speed to confuse the enemy. Glowing birds dive-bombed shadow creatures, their light causing the shadows to dissolve. Rye, still massive as a lion, bounded through the chaos with other magical beasts following his lead. June and her friends fought their way through the mountain, up toward the castle. Tatiana's arrows found their marks while Bulisa's swords cut through the shadows. Tubes cast spells that lit up entire corridors. June drank the Fire Hands potion and blasted countless fireballs out into the rushing army of shadow. Finally, they reached the crystal chamber in the castle. The Night Wizard stood before his corrupted crystal collection, shadows swirling around him like a storm.
"You dare return?" he snarled. "And you brought friends! How touching!"
June slid off Puff and felt the power crystals humming in her pockets. She reached out and grabbed Tubes' hand, feeling the old witch's magic flow into her.
"It's over," said June. "You don't belong here."
"I belong everywhere darkness exists."
He thrust his hands forward, sending waves of shadow magic toward them. Puff leaped in front of June to protect her from the blast. The dark magic slammed into the unicorn and she fell to the ground. June raised her free hand and opened a massive, dimensional rift. But this one was different. Instead of her usual portals, this one led to perpetual darkness. This one led to the dark side. The Night Wizard gasped as he felt the pull of his own element. He tried to resist, but the combined power of June's dimensional magic, Tubes' magic, and the pure crystals was too strong.
"No!"
he roared as shadows began peeling away from his form, sucked into the darkness. He was slowly being pulled into the dimensional rift.
"You cannot banish me! I am darkness itself!"
"Maybe," said June, "but not here."
With a final surge of power, June and Tubes, their arms outstretched, they widened the rift with their magic. Lightning crackled all around the edges of the huge black oval, and the Night Wizard was pulled through, his final scream echoing as the portal closed behind him.
No!
No! No!
The corrupted crystals began to pulse, their purple glow fading as the shadow magic left them. Soon, they shone with their natural light once again. The battle was over. The Unicorn Kingdom was saved. All of the corrupted crystals began to glow with their natural light, filling the mountain with a warm rainbow radiance. Outside, the shadow creatures dissolved as their master's power faded.
"Puff!"
June yelled, kneeling down at the head of the fallen unicorn. She took a healing potion from her bag and poured it all over the wound that the dark magic blast had left on her side.
"She's going to need more help than that,"
said Susie, now looking at Puff from over June's shoulder.
"But she's going to be all right."
The storm clouds above Middle Mountain were breaking apart, allowing all three suns to shine through once again. The unicorns worked together. using their magic to lift the crystals and return them to their proper places throughout the kingdom. Fairies fluttered about, their wings growing brighter with each crystal restored. The talking animals and other creatures helped guide the unicorns to where the crystals belonged. June watched as dead patches of land came back to life, flowers blooming and grass growing wherever crystals were replanted. The swamps receded, and the darkness lifted.
"We did it," said Tatiana, hugging June.
"You were amazing," said Tubes, "both of you."
She scratched behind Rai's ears as he returned to his normal cat size.
"Will he ever come back?" June asked.
"Oh, the Lady of the Lake will keep him busy," said Tubes with a knowing smile. "The dark side is where he belongs."
"Thank you," said Susie, her rainbow mane now glowing brightly again. "You saved our kingdom."
"How will you get home?" asked Puff, now limping up to the group. June reached up and touched the necklace around her neck.
"Well, now that I have this, jumping dimensions will be easier than ever."
She said goodbye to her friends, giving each of them a hug.
Rai purred and rubbed against the unicorn's legs.
June, Rai, Tatiana, Bulis, and Tubes all stood in a circle. They didn't need to find a fairy ring anymore, since June was wearing one. She activated her powers and, in a flash, the heroes were back in Valleytown, and June and Rai were back home. They emerged in their own backyard, right where their adventure had begun. They went inside, and June looked at her reflection in the bedroom mirror, half expecting to see Tubes appear with another mission. But for now, all was quiet. The Unicorn Kingdom was safe, and she and Rai had helped make it happen. The end. Thanks for listening, friends.
And thanks for another great story, June. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and shout-out requests to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.